This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1486. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 12th, future plans from Australia, Belgium, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Madagascar, Poland, Slovakia. New schedules from China, Cuba, Ethiopia, Malaysia, Monaco, Myanmar, Philippines, Sierra Leone, USA. Windows for Mexico. English from Greece. Irregularities from Canada, India, Slovakia, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. It's too late now, but thanks to John O'Wright in Australia for telling us about it before it had finished. Radio Simban was testing again on November 11th on 2368.5 kHz until 2200 UT on that date, and he is the QSL manager. They were running 80 watts, but have made it previously at least to Western North America. So if they were testing on November 11th, perhaps there will be some more tests or even regular broadcasts. So keep an ear on 2368.5 for Greek programming from New South Wales. Via Media Network, the Age in Melbourne reported that ABC chief Mark Scott was calling for a massive expansion in the overseas service in an effort to rival the BBC, CNN, and China. No specific details about how much of mega dollars Australian would go to shortwave as opposed to television, but we are not optimistic. Bangladesh Betar, the external service, is still operating on 7250, says Martin Droht in the Netherlands. He heard English news at 12:32 UT November 5th after a time signal, although there was co-channel interference underneath from China Radio International. But he says Bangladesh broadcast broke down at 12:40 and did not return until the schedule closed at 1300. We note that RTBF, the French service from Belgium, has not quit shortwave yet, still heard on 9970, and that frequency is a worldwide exclusive for them for some reason, November 5th at 2217 in French and playing some jazz. It's currently scheduled from 0400 to 2315, beamed across Eurafrica. And maybe they're also doing DRM on a separate schedule. Noel Green in England also hears 9970 at 1050 UT, although he's a bit too close for comfortably reliable propagation. They relay a number of local networks on the shortwave service. Mark Cody of the Ontario DX Association says Vous écoutez la vivacité was an ID heard at 1857 for their light music network. Check the WRTH for more details or his November column in Listening In. Andy Sennett adds, my colleagues in program distribution at Radio Netherlands tell me they said at HFCC that the shortwave broadcasts would stop at the end of the year, that is, the ones from RTBF in Belgium, which have outlasted slightly the Flemish broadcasts from RVI. It seems the best time, and perhaps the only time, to hear Radio Educación Mexico City clear of co-channel interference on 6185 is roughly 06 to 07 UT. Vatican is officially finished with the frequency at 0620. It may or may not be propagating well enough to interfere in North America. But then Radio Nacional da Amazonia in Brazil cuts on the air at varying times. I've heard it as early as 0636, not giving us much time to listen to Mexico. However, it was as late as 0659. The government shortwave station in Chad, usually known as RNT or Radio Diffusion Nationale Chadienne, had a different ID when I heard them on 6165, closing down at 2229 UT November 5th. It was Ici Poste Nationale de l'ONRT, that is O-N-R-T, the abbreviation for Office National de Radio et Télévision du Chad. Some regional stations in China have made seasonal frequency changes. Voice of Strait is back on 4940, last heard there in late March, but again November 6th at 1347 to 1513, says Ron Howard in California. During the interim, they had been on 9505. And confirmed by Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan, who says 4940 opens at 1200 UT. And now the English program, Focus on China, is heard at 1500, but it appears only on Sundays, 4940. Watch out for co-channel interference from All India Radio in Guwahati. S. Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle also reports that CHBC, China Huayi Broadcasting Company, has changed frequency from 6185 to 5050 since November 9th, on the air before 0830 until sign-off at 1300, and thus it clashes with another Chinese station, Guangxi Beibu Bay Radio, until 1300. At least from Japan, he says that CHBC KOs the other one. The schedule, according to Hiroshi, on 5050 for CHBC is 2230 until 1300, except for a break on Wednesdays between 04 and 08. I continue to monitor Radio Havana, Cuba heavily, one of my favorite stations, because there's something different every day. And the only way to find out what they're really doing is to monitor them. For example, the new frequency of 6150 is staying on the air almost until 13 UT, which means it blocks the English hour from KNLS Alaska on the same frequency at 1200. And I suspect it also does so earlier when KNLS is using that frequency, as Havana may very well be at all night on 6150. They start at 0500. But we're thankful that RHC got rid of the two dozen spurs that had been accompanying one of their transmitters, mostly on 11760. These had been missing for about a week as of November 11th. Cuban jamming is another interesting thing to study and try to figure out why they're doing it, where they're doing it. I found it on 11600, around 1530 UT. What could they possibly need to jam there? Well, I looked at the schedules and found there are two Spanish broadcasts during that hour from Radio Prague and Radio Slovakia International. A lot more about monitoring Cuba and everything else in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 9080, via worldofradio.org. What about Radio Discovery, Jeff White's station, which is coming to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, on 4780? Jeff tells me, I would say it may be on by the end of the year, looking at my crystal ball. Meanwhile, we'll have to let another Dominican station suffice for shortwave, Radio Amanecer Internacional, which we hear in the early evenings here on 6025. Since the beginning of the season, the Arabic broadcast by HCJB, transmitted from Sackville on 12025 at 21 to 2145 UT, has instead, at least every time we tuned in, three or four different days, brought us a fill music loop from VT Communications. There was a breakdown somewhere in getting the program on the air. Roger Stubbe of HCJB read our reports about this and got it straightened out as of November 11th. Actually, we have his detailed explanation of what happened in the new DXLD. Meanwhile, November 15th remains the official close-down date for almost the last shortwave transmission from HCJB's old PIFO site in Ecuador, the one on 11920 in Culina in Portuguese, which is being transferred to Chile, but the DRM transmissions in the morning on 11705 and the afternoon on 15280 are also closing as of November 15th. Stefan Shaw of HCJB in Germany says the only transmission that could still be transmitted from PIFO a few more days is on 6050, but the transmitter on Pichincha is ready to go and transmissions will be shifted to the new place as soon as authorities approve the transmitter up there. Well, we're still hearing them on 6050. I suppose it's from PFO, although it may be hard to tell when it changes, including the English broadcast spotlight at 0330 UT. A few weeks ago, Jari Savolainen in Finland was hearing a station on 5060. It's one of the numerous stations to or from Eritrea or Ethiopia. Ilpo Parviainen in Finland now identifies it as Voice of Oromo Liberation, or Sagali Bili Suma Oromo, not Radio Bana as previously assumed. This new SBO broadcast is jammed by Ethiopia, but the transmitter location is not certain. He was in contact with SBO's Berlin office, and they said it comes from East Africa. That's not very specific. They have used several broadcast providers, and Eritrea is just one possibility. Jari Savolainen replies, nice of them to carry this on in English since they're both in Finland. I wonder if the SBO program on 5060 is only at 15 to 16 UT when the jammer is usually on. I think the transmitter is on already around 14 with some other program which is not jammed, nor is it jammed at 16 to 1630 sign-off. Modulation level has been low. And his guess is that the transmitter location is Eritrea, the same one used formerly on 5100 and around 8,000 kilohertz. John Babbis in Maryland says the English portions from the Voice of Greece program schedule are as follows. Daily at 07 to 08 on 12105. That's also known as the Radiophilia service, but it includes BBC News in English. And then the music program Greek in Style, which is presented in English, is on Sundays at 11.05 to 12 on 9420 and 15650, and also UT Mondays for 1 hour, starting at 0105 on 7475, 9420, and 12105. Following up another item last week about the new country music format on AFN Hawaii, 10320 USB, well, as of November 9th, they went back to the usual AFN shortwave programming consisting of news and news features, as noted by myself and by Ron Howard. It may be on an ad hoc basis, so who knows? They may switch back to music if they feel like it. The rare All India Radio in Kohima on 4850 became a target thanks to special coverage of a cricket match November 11th at 1400. Ron Howard in California was hearing it, despite the fact that the cricket had been called off due to bad weather. Instead, he had to listen to news in English from All India Radio Kohima. Also heard by Jari Savolainen in Finland and S. Hasegawa in Japan. I regret to report that the blob of distorted interference from the All India Radio Aligarh transmitter, supposed to be on 9470, is still there, wandering around between 9.4 and 9.5 megahertz, more or less, interfering with whatever other stations may be in the way, including on one occasion the parallel AIR outlet in Bengaluru on 9425. We've now heard it both shortly after sunrise here and before sundown, as the transmission is on for very long hours all night in India. On a good day, however, we were able to hear the General Overseas Service in English right between the problem on 9445, such as November 5th, with news at 2200 and commentary, and then some musical requests until closing at 2230. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1486. Your contributions always welcome. To P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, for a check in the mail. Or PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. That's the way Jay Novello contributed, thanks to him and to Marie for financial support this week. After an 8-day absence, Voice of Indonesia was back on November 9th for the English Hour at 13 on 9525.9, but still with under-modulation, making it difficult to understand. We've had several inquiries about World of Radio podcasts not being available through WRN or iTunes or wherever you may get them. It seems that World Radio Network has a new website, which is still in beta, and the podcast problem is a known bug. They are working on it, so all we can suggest is that you keep trying. Or with a modicum of effort, you may actually go and retrieve a World of Radio audio file from our website, worldofradio.org. We also regret to report some problems with World of Radio broadcasts via IRRS to Europe on shortwave. The scheduled Saturday 19 UT broadcast, the first Saturday in November, was replaced by music due to a playout problem. That also affected another broadcast scheduled on IRRS, which means that on the second Saturday of November, the 14th, we are again being preempted from the morning transmission at 0900 on 9510. So the only week in November when you can hear us then, we hope, is the fourth Saturday. There's also interference, especially on 7290 in the evening. Russia is co-channel and China is on both sides. So there may be some changes in time or frequency for that broadcast. If you'd like to DX Asia on medium wave just about anywhere in North America, try 774 kilohertz from Japan around your sunrise. It's been reported both from Florida by Terry Kruger and from Massachusetts by Chris Black. Oh, there are times we're between 11 and 12 UT, but the further west you are, the easier it should be, depending on interference. If you enjoy the massive choral performances from North Korea, Bruce Fisher in New York says the best opportunity to hear it in the East Coast area is around 2000 UT on 9665. We now have some reports of the recently reactivated opposition station for Madagascar, Radio Mada International. It's Saturdays and Sundays at 15:30 to 15:59 on 15670 via Pridnestrovia. Ron Howard in California heard it on November 7th. It was apparently in Malagasy since it was not in French. Also reported the next day, November 8th, by Bjorn Fransson in Sweden, Hardcore DX. Andy Sennett says, this station may well disappear from the air shortly, as news reports say a power-sharing deal has been reached, as reported by Radio Netherlands. Mike Barraclough in England was hearing the Voice of Malaysia on 15295 with news in English at an unexpected time, 0900 UT. Then he checked out the schedule from the Aoki listings, and he says the schedule is now changed to 0330 to 06 in Malay, 06 to 08 in English, followed by the Voice of Islam English program from 08 to 10, Chinese from 10 to 12, and another 2 hours of English from 12 to 14. So on this frequency, 15295, there's no longer an English broadcast at 0300, although there may still be on the other two frequencies, 6175 and 9750. Several reports from all over of reactivated Mauritania, as I mentioned last week, on 4845. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing it all the way until cut off the air abruptly at 0835 on November 8th. It probably went to their 7 megahertz frequency. That is 7245, which Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal confirms is also back on the air. Heard from 1015 to 1315 with news in Arabic at 1300. Following up to my comments about Radio Educación in Mexico City, There are other windows to hear XEMQ, the little station in Mérida, Yucatán, on 6104.8, which has defied interference, co-channel and adjacent. As far as co-channel interference, it appears the clearest windows are currently from 06 to 08 UT, or a little earlier or a little later, depending on when TWR opens from Germany. Also from 11:30 to 12 and 13 to 1400. Also midnight to 0300, the frequency may be clear. In PlaidX, Christian Gibaudot in Nice has found out the latest schedule for newscasts from Radio Monaco, relayed by the coastal station Monaco Radio. It's 3 minutes, Monday through Friday, at 1200 UT on upper sideband with 10 kilowatts. 4363-8728, 13146, 17260, and 22768. Via BCDX, Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka says there's a new morning service of Defense Forces Station in Myanmar on 5770. Heard from midnight 28 past 0200, in addition to the evening broadcast at 11:30 to 15:30. Between 1300 and 1550 UT, Radio New Zealand's only frequency, which is an AM 6170, has been hit by strong interference from Voice of Russia. They experimented with 7440, but that wouldn't work for their Pacific target area. So for now, they're sticking on 6170, but looking for an alternative, which, if they can find it, may get them back on the North American dials as well. Supratik Sanatani in India has monitored these frequencies, now used by Radio Pilipinas for the English broadcast, at 0200 to 0330. 11880, which is weak, and the other two are strong, 15285 and 17770, announced erroneously as 17710. News from VT Group via Media Network says that Polish Radio has a four-year contract, which is good news for shortwave listeners. If you're hearing this in time, one last reminder that Radio St. Helena Day is Saturday, November 14th. The five-hour transmission at various antenna angles starts at 2000 on 11092.5. The Rhein-Main Radio Club is also having a party with a webcam and live chat during the broadcast. That is as received in Germany, they hope. www.rmrc.de. According to Alki schedule listings, the frequency this season for Cotton Tree News, that service originating in and broadcast back to Sierra Leone via Ravisham UK, is 11875 daily at 0730 to 0800. The European intruder watchers are upset that Slovakia is using 7200. Not supposed to use that frequency on the edge between the amateur and broadcast bands, including in Spanish at 0200. However, Jose Elias in Venezuela heard them on 7000 as well, with an excellent signal, at least on one occasion, November 6th. Craig Chris notes that the November 1st mailbag from Radio Slovakia International mentioned that shortwave is an obsolete technology, a dying medium, its days are numbered. Yet we still want to save their station from being banned to nothing but a webcast. Radio Thailand's Transpolar English service to Eastern USA on 9680 at midnight UT was making it surprisingly well to Pennsylvania, says Brian Alexander. Also reported by Jerry Strawman in Iowa. We've had more reports of WWCR testing the unlisted frequency of 4755. Edward Kusilik in Alberta heard it November 7th until closing at 2358, and they were asking for reports. Meanwhile, the 90-meter band frequency 3230 on the air for a couple of weeks has suddenly shifted to 3240. That's between 2300 and 0200 UT, unless they're testing on 4755. Harold Frojan, Michigan, was also observing those two new frequencies, neither of which affect World of Radio. 7465, however, the new frequency for World of Radio Fridays at 2130, I'm glad to note, is putting in a very good signal. WBCQ 7415 has to put up with co-channel interference most of the time it is using it. On the current schedule, we have China Radio International at 19 to midnight UT, except for 1 hour at 22 when they break away to jam BBC in Chinese. Then at midnight 30, there are 2 hours of Radio Fardaw via Germany, also on 7415. Eike Bierwirth has now posted the first edition of his comprehensive shortwave frequency and time schedules at www.eibi.de.vu. He notes something that we had overlooked. There are no listings in HFCC or FCC for WHRA in Maine. That's the World Harvest Radio Station number 5. At least they used to call it Angel 5, but on their own website now, Angel 5 is just another transmitter, along with three others, of WHRI, the South Carolina station. But a new shortwave station is about to start, the latest from George McClinock on his WTWW in Lebanon, Tennessee. He says, I will start testing around the fourth week of November, depending on the utility company completing the electrical installation. The registered schedule is midnight to 07 on 5755, 12 to 19 and 22 to 24 on 9480. We're sad to learn of the death of an old friend and supporter of World of Radio, Jim Wishner in Minnesota. He died of lung cancer on November 1st. His final radio gig in the Twin Cities was on AM 950 KTNF, and his ham call was N0EXX. Thanks to Kent Peterson and David Zanto for the news. The sun is reaching that time of year when it's rather low, even in the daytime, here in the North Temperate Zone, which means keep an ear on the X-band for Skywave coming in while the sun is still brightly shining. I'm already hearing KQWB 1660 North Dakota as early as 3 p.m. local time, overriding Kansas City, which is twice as close. And from the opposite direction, where the sun is not so low, XCRF 1570 was also audible. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 10th. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 4 on the 18th. Solar flux rising to a peak of 80 November 22nd to 24th, but dropping to 70 by the 29th. And that's World of Radio number 1486. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program, and we'll make a point of hearing me again next week.